Love Talk Radio.
Exaltation, oh Lord. Father, when we know that you are the great I am, oh God. And Father, we know that you are here to do whatever we have desired to do. God, for we are called by your name, oh God. That we are joined in with Christ, oh Lord. And for this reason, God, we celebrate you on this Father's Day, oh God. Father, we reverence you in this place, oh God. For you are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us of all of our sins, known and unknown, oh Lord. Father, we ask, oh God, that all be forgiven, God, of omission and commission, oh God. Anything that we have done on our path, oh God, that will be offensive to you, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, oh God. For being the faithful God that David danced about, oh God. God, thank you, oh God, for being the God that men call on the world of Damascus, oh God. Thank you for being the God that revealed himself to John, oh God. Thank you for being the God that forgives the prostitutes, oh God. Thank you for being the same God, oh God, that we begin to serve and worship, oh God. God, we bless you in this place, God. We thank you for healing, deliverance, salvation. We thank you for rescuing. We just thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega. It's no thing to do on the end. It's generous. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all can be better than that. I'm just waiting for
I know.
The reason the world does not know us or does not recognize us
and because we are not fallen with our labor. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Matthew 22, from 35 to 48, says one of them, the experts in the bar, tested him with the question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" But then Jesus replied and said, "To love your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." He began to say that in the first, the greatest commandment for all things is love. The second thing is to love your neighbor like you will love yourself. Somebody say amen. 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 David said in 1:3:8-14, the Lord is compassionate and gracious. He is slow to anger and abundantly in love. He will not always refuse, nor will he harbor the anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, nor does he repay us according to how we do. For as high as the heavens above the earth, so great is his love for those that fear him. And fear is from the evil comes. I saw Father moved, God's gracious, and the Father's compassion over his children. So is the love from our Lord over those that fear him. For he knows who has saved us. He remembers us from the dust. Don't you know that you were just not consumed in the world, but you are good from the dust. And because he has compassion for you, he just did what he said. He said, what kind of compassionate God is that? Some of us said we were not meant to be here, but God said yes. There's purpose for your life, amen. Let's talk about Luke. In the, if I'm not mistaken, it is the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 24, where the prodigal son running away from his father. Don't you know there is nothing that you can think of that God knows all really well? He said, "I know that it was the heart of man. I know what they're thinking. I know their process. I know what didn't really happen." The only father that was fooled with this scripture was the father of the prodigal son. The son said, "I need my inheritance. I need you to give me all that is due to me." But when he took all that he had taken from his spiritual father, he went to his biological father and said, "I can hold my own. Give me what is due to me." But when he set off with all of that money, with all of that capital, which is a wrongful estate, he became nothing. Scripture says one of the citizens in the community gave him a job. And about the first parables, we know that half of the earth was and to deal with the swine was an unclean thing. To deal with your sin is an unclean thing. And when you're wandering in your sin, God can see you. But don't you know that you can be wrong in the Lord? Somebody say it. Like the prophet said, he said, "Even my servants and my father still have a little left to eat." But when he was down there, wandering in his sin, nobody would feed him. Nobody would hold him. Nobody would save him. But he fell down with his father in his hand. He fell down to the one that loved him. He fell down to the one that used him. So when he fell down, he said, "I will not get there. I will repent of all of my sins. I will tell my father, forgive me, sir, for I have sinned. If you don't mind, I'll stay in the house of the servants." For the following day, he turned to the house and said, "Go and get his ring and find his shoes." He threw a garment over him and reminded him that he was clear in the money and him that he was clear in the wondering why my friends here today, why number two said that he was bringing provisions. Number two said that he has provisions for you and me. And even when you're going through, God said, I'm still making a way out of the way. Even when you can't see tomorrow, I will always send provisions. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 25 and 33. The power says, do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, or what you need to eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will eat and wear. For it is not the life born in the food, and it is not the body born in the flesh, but it is the birds of the air. They do not sow away their feet, or they sow away their arms. And yet, your heavenly Father continues to still feed you. You are not much more valuable than they are. Let anyone buy the worrying of a single hour in your life. And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers begin to grow all in the field, and they do not in any way waste it. Yet I'll tell you, not even talking in the center will stress like those ones if they had known how God's gonna work. So to tell me that God was straight in the green pasture. Jesus tells me that God will come with all of these things. Jesus tells me that he has it in the world, and that he has it in the world. Any kind of mercy, any kind of meal, I can be laid here that found out of the living water. I can just say,
thank you, Lord. So y'all see what I'm doing today. I'm about to snatch up my clean meal and do what I got to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about perfection. John said, watch this, I need you to get this and listen closely. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Come on, somebody say, yes, I follow him. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, nor will they drop them out of my hands. My God can remember that the Father is still holding on.
Myself do not and you endure chastising, God deals with you as a son. For that son is there in whom the Father does not chastise. But if you are without chastising, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not a son. Illegitimate. Our Father purified our lives by correcting and disciplining us. For he wants us to be partakers of his holiness. He wants his children to reflect his nature and his character. He wants his children to display the divine love and mercy even towards their enemies. He wants his children to forgive others even. Somebody say even. As he forgave us. Hallelujah. I can hear my daughter tell me now, Mom, what have you been into? What scriptures have you been living in lately? Where are you in the scriptures? And she said, but I'm living on Isaiah right now, and I thought about that. And Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born. And unto a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders. My God is dying. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting, Father, Victory, Deliverer, Healer, Fire. And God, I want to speak to the Holy Spirit in our heart, David said. And if God is his only habitation, the only thing Christ desires to be is the resurrection of God. That's where you and I should desire to be. Up there with our elder brother, Yeshua. This is true for me. Am I going to let that say the name of our Savior? Yeshua. For there is no J uses under the English language of J in translation. But the Hebrew language is Yeshua. If I heard your apostle praying, you hear her cry out, Yeshua. He's wonderful like that. He's a provider like that. He's coming like that. Everlasting, forever and ever, never changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. So now, Heavenly Father is permanent Father to us. And he is called the Everlasting Father. The earthly Father may pass away from this world, but the Heavenly Father is always with us. He has a deep concern for the fatherless and the widows, and he is the father of the fatherless. He knows that we are afflicted, and the problem that will be faced with severe consequences. He considers caring for the fatherless and the widows, and the pure and undefiled service of him. This is how God I love to call Father. This is the kind of God I love to worship. But hear what Paul said about partnership. Paul said that, for we are God's fellow workers. Somebody said fellow workers. You are God's field and you are God's building. Touch your neighbor and say, I'll live with you. Our Heavenly Father wants us to be in partnership with his children. He wants his children to get involved in the services. Say the services. The services of the kingdom. He wants us to be co-laborers with him. There is an enormous need facing us in this world, lad. The Lord wants his children to be an instrument and to reach out to the needs of this world with a divine love. And the true compassion for these people. Mother,
late nights when you really have time to really focus on the things that are going around. People say, well, why can't you sleep? It's because my mind is still wandering. And I'm still looking and searching on the way to fix this thing. But God said, until you stop thinking about it, I'm already working out. Until you start acknowledging me, I've already worked it out. Until you start calling on my name, I've already worked it out. But it will be there, unforgiving, until you recognize who it is, the power thereof, and then you hold on to Jesus. Come on, say Jesus. My way maker. The one that's not talking about it, that I can't break myself. But I can hear it now when Paul began to speak, when we're talking about promotions. And Paul said that the Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit and with our children of God. And if children, then joint heirs, and then heirs of God, and joint heirs of Christ. And if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified in him. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go through what I'm going through. Because in the end, every believer is standing at the right hand of God. I don't know about you, but in the end, I need my promotion. I want him to say, well done. 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 Hallelujah. Our Father wants to promote us, and he wants to use us and to help us and to prosper us. And he's willing to teach us and train us just as we trust the Lord Jesus Christ during his life on earth. Because you are joint heirs, he desires to do the same thing for you. He desires to pump you up in the things of God. It's not exhortation for man. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about kingdom business. I remember speaking to my sister on last night, and I said, listen, we're just like that wild donkey. We're all over the place. We can't hear God. We do business right now, recognition from men, but when we stay still, some of the weak can come into us. Some of the teaching can stay with us. But when you're moving and you're moving and you're moving, you ain't got time to hear what those things, Lord. Somebody say amen with me. I need you to agree with me. We are co-heirs with Christ, and we will enjoy every inheritance that God has prepared to Christ. We look to our Heavenly Father to help us and to prosper us, and we shall show him our love unto him and our sins. In return, he gives us favor. He said, how is it how? They did not come and say, what is it about these Christian folks, Pastor? Why receive all the best things? When the priests and the Romans have already told us, we are not to bother him. And they don't even need to zero on their homes until they're going to still be able to talk to them, see they still be in their homes. So they have access, so they have access. They have access to reach the people. So when they come back from going in, they will begin to get anybody on the list of this. And there is a mission in a minute. See, you're not able to fire a beast. But don't you know they're going to be on the earth? It didn't start just with him. It didn't start way back then. Christ was already on the team. So they were beginning to meet in these secret places. They were beginning to learn about this Savior that is true to God. They began to doubt the original unadulterated word of the Lord. See, listen, guys, we just got a piece of the puzzle right now. Everybody say, I only want to call out on the New King James version because that's the original version. Anybody say version? Say version. That means that was his interpretation. But if the God would not unto the altar of the Lord, I think he missed that. See, there's a surrender version, there's a division version, there's a nomination group version, there's a minister division version, there's a Mama Brown version. What's your purpose? What have you changed in your heart? What did he say to you? Because I can say he's our father. I can say that. Can you say that? You won't say that. I don't want to know what I'm going to sure. Can you say that? What's your version? What's in your heart? What's written out? And why did I only to the table in my heart that I was killing it? So God, I want to remember your word. I want to know who you are. So I'm going to finish you up. Don't come up and see me. Never carry you from me because I need you. I need to be saved. I need to be delivered. I need to be whole. I'm telling my father today. I'm talking about my day and his day. I'm talking about how. Yes. See, once my father said, you know what? For God I live and for God I die, and I believe that Christ was born, and I believe that he died, and I believe that he has been risen. I believe that he believes on the throne, the right hand side of God. Once he did that, his parents were the thing went out the window because we became joint heirs of Christ. He then became my brother. And then he got in his family. Transferring in the room of your mom. Who is your mom? I know that we had all these earthly gifts and we blessed one another and we certainly wanted to recognize. But how many of you called out the name? What do you call this morning? How many of you really gave thanks unto the Father that gave the life to you? I always think like that, if it wasn't for me, then it would be you, and you're going to die, not yourself. Jesus would use it another way. I wouldn't mean y'all would be here. If Christ was here, he would be here. So be in time of stop taking credit about what God is doing. God wants to hear you. He wants to teach you. He wants to provide for you. He wants to be that compassion to you. He wants to be the passion, the provision, the permanency, the purification. He wants to be the protector of your soul. Yeah, but he created it in you. And he knew that the enemy would betray. But then he also gave us free will. So now you choose you to be free and whom you serve. I'm going to let you handle that. See, that's what I remember about the couple's ministry. When we called it Adam and Eve, it was from the beginning. And I don't want when it flows from self-eating. See, man, they quite smart. I need to help y'all folks out. Y'all ain't a real intelligent being. Because those women folk are some very cunning people. We can have our way with you, and you won't even know it. But I've understood these tables that women you gave me. Because I ain't really right to think of this on my own. Whatever she said, that's what I need. Whatever you're watching, you said, you may think you're understanding. You are the man, though. But at the end of the day, give him a song with watch and see what happens. Am I right about it, D? I ain't trying to play this business. I ain't trying to play mine. I'm just letting you know that it's all the things that we do and all the circumstances that we experience, it's going to make that week. There's nothing new under the sun. But God, that's going to be. I want to
want to give you a second opportunity to get this thing right because you messed up in the beginning. So I'm going to sit down and sacrifice my holy son. He's the only one I got. I didn't create any other being like this being. I created Lucifer and all the other warring angels. I did that. But there was something special about this one. But he said, send me, I'll go. He would get locked up and say, I ain't going to take no case for you. I'm snitching. I said, send me, I'll go. I don't need to know this. I need this for you right now. He gave us the opportunity to correct our wrongs, and yet we still may wobble in our self-pity, our attitudes, our manipulation, our controlling, cunning spirit, saints. And the Father just wants you to serve Him. He just wants you to worship Him. He just wants you to live holy. He just wants you to live righteous. Say holy. Say righteous. Say salvation. Now say eternal life. That's all he wants. I heard you say a while back, you know, when you start your mind, it's just very hard to do. Brother and sister. That's good. The only time I'm being home, I'm doing what you don't want to do. You become a Christian, you got to give up all these good things. It got real cool, but I got a miss. My taste buds begin to get exciting, and all of you can see how good the light is. Ooh. Blow pops can't do me like that, Daddy. Good old donut can't even move me. My brother can't even do me like that. He did something like saying, no, we're talking about this Father that loves you in spite of your iniquities, in spite of your trespasses, in spite of your debt, in spite of your circumstances, in spite of your environment. He loves you in spite of. This is a joke that I'm talking about. The only one he has. And then when he did that and he came and he shed his blood. And he didn't have it. His blood just did the trickle down. And he hung there. And he just hung there. And he just hung there. And he was hungry. See, when they were in the wilderness and the Roman soldiers were coming, it had to happen. Jesus had to betray him. Had he told anybody about that, they would have probably slain Jesus right then and there. But it had to happen. He had to be sacrificed. He said, I remember when my son called me and he said, Mom, I need you to pray for me. He's breathing, he's panting, and he said, there's pain in my body. And I thought, I don't know what to do right now, but all I remember is that I need you to pray. Stop right there, son. Don't say nothing else. It's just the wrong way to see it. And so I begin to pray. And I begin to hear it around me. The Lord told me, purify yourself of water. Just drink. Just drink until you can't drink no more. Just drink. Just consume whatever it is. Just come on and wash yourself. Just go ahead and drink because I'm already touching. I'm already made a provision for your life. I'm already set up in your life. I just need to drink. Just drink and just. Am I right about it? But then a worry has to go away. And I begin to intercede for every born child that I have and those that I consoled in marriage. And I begin to come to God and ask God, God, I just need you to make a way. And I have to mess with the Lord on these things.
When you come to God like that, you better be prepared. Because God may move their hands and say, well, I'm going to get them locked up and set up a God before 5 years. So when we come to God and we ask God for these things, and we ask God to make a way, and we bring God's provision and we bring his protection, you better be careful what you do. Because it's not our way, but it is his will that we be done. Where? Where is it going to be done? As it is there? Let me let you know how you get to heaven because your prayer to Christ. And so whatever you think it is already done in heaven as it is on the earth. Because you are lining up with the word of God, he now gives you the desire of your heart. Jesus says, I'm going to be a don't have a genuine fear of me. Can I love the Lord today? And when I say fear, it's a reverence. It's not that you're running hide under a rock. That's not the fear that he's talking about. It's like, look, I don't care who's watching me. I don't care. I look at Sister Tracy this morning while praise and worship were going on, and I had to take the mic and I said, don't worry about it, stand on your feet and begin to bless the Lord. See, sometimes they're concerned with how it looks, so I'm not sure if this is my rightful place. You have to get into a place where you understand this is no God. Nobody can do you like Jesus. It's a personal thing. Sometimes I watch out here and I see the tears streaming from the eyes, and I say, do it, Jesus. Conviction, love, chastisement, protection, conviction. Anything that cannot make a way, God, but the permanency is what I'm more concerned about. You're not concerned with being kind with God? Unmovable, unchangeable, unwavering. Calling to ask somebody for some help. Nah, I changed my mind. It's God that you say will never change his mind about you. I'll stand here to your feet for those of you that are able. He's your father. He's the way maker. In the beginning there was the word. The word was with thee. And who is the way? Somebody say, I am. I have joint heirs. With Christ. Do you believe it today? I just need you to close your eyes. Because it's impacting the prayer center. It is hearing what we do. I just need you to rest somebody on your mind. And I want you to see God as Christ at his right hand, standing in your prayer. See, because you can't look at God with your naked eye. So I just need to put somebody on your mind that you need God to just move for you. There is somebody, your family, your friends, your co-workers, somebody in this great place. Listen, they go for you two children. You're not existing servants. Close your eyes. And think of somebody that you need God to do some things for. But let me just add a point to that. Not only do I need to talk to God and fight, but I need you to know that God is not ready to perform me. I need you to know that He's not ready to help me out. I need you to go ahead and run it to the Lord in your prayer. But get it easy to what you do. Not about people, not about people, but about all of us that are connected with that your prayer is already been worked out.
Yeah, I hear you. You got some faith that's already worked out. You feel like God is already moving on your behalf. We trust in, oh God. You are who we believe in, God. You are our strength and our refuge, oh God. Father, you are faithful in all of your things, God. You are grateful and you are merciful, oh God. Father, you are the God that endures the hardship that we cause, oh God. And for this, God, we repent of all of these things, God. God, we thank you today for your passion. God, we thank you for the provision. God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for the purifications, oh God. We thank you for the permanency, God. We thank you for the partnership. But even the more, God, we thank you for the promotions within. We thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God. We thank you for providing food more abundantly, Lord. Now, God, as we enter into this 6 year of service, give us the willingness, oh God, to serve you. Give us the provisions, oh God. Give us the vision, oh God. Give us the resources, oh God, to reach your people. Allow us to have compassionate hearts towards one another. God, that we will continue to be more effective in your community. God, allow us not to think about ourselves and how we feel, oh God, but to put your desires on our sleeves and not our hearts, God. God, we thank you for another year of service. We bless you, oh God. We give you gratitude, oh God. All the honor and all the power, Scripture says, and all the glory that belongs to you and only you.
In Jesus' name we pray. And then all God's people say, amen.